Alchemy.
Yo, 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 yo.
Yo. So what's
Yo.
that second? I wonder what is going on with this app? Like with the,
I don't know.
Thing. How many weeks in a row is that? Several.
Several weeks. Oh, I have some sad news to report.
Please.
My tooth already came out.
Dang.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, okay. That's, yeah.
Yeah.
The OIT thing, nothing to fuck with.
I'm really wondering if it's like an OI thing, because like, even though it's not a real tooth, like, I do wonder if, I don't know, because it's cemented to another tooth.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Well, but I'm kind of tired of getting it replaced.
Well, that's like when I was young and I would get fillings, they would never take.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if it's the enamel of our teeth. Or something, yeah. Like, there's something in the OI teeth where it's like, nah.
It's not even a real tooth. That's what's frustrating. Like, it's not, you know, obviously it wasn't a real tooth, but I guess, I don't know. So I gotta get it again.
But it's like the way it's attached, I think.
Yeah,
it's like, attached to the other teeth, right?
Yeah, it's attached to another tooth, like one tooth.
And that's what I'm saying. That's why I think it doesn't. Take,
yeah, because that tooth was already broken. Well, that not broken, but the tooth that it was connected to already has a chip in it.
Yep, yeah.
So, I mean, it was like, I don't know. But the interesting thing is that, like, I mean, I guess I'll just have to do it again. But my parents and I have decided the next time that I get it done, which will be soon, sooner than later, we're just going to have me go on, like a liquid diet or like really soft diet for like a week, because they tell you that by 24 hours it should be cemented in there, but they said maybe with my teeth like it takes longer, so we'll try it for like a week just to see if that helps. But it's just annoying at this point. Like,
I'll say good luck on that, because your teeth are already, like, fragile. Like,
yeah, it just makes me not want to get... But I know, like, the unfortunate thing is... Here's the sucky part, right? You can't not, like... Well, you could. You can do whatever the fuck you want. But, like, you know, they tell you that when it comes to teeth, like, you should get that shit fixed. You know what I mean? Because, like, your teeth are connected to, like, a lot of other shit in your body. So if you wait off too long... So if I just have this space in my mouth, you know... to more crowding and my teeth like come to go. Oh no. And I already have a broken tooth that has to get a cap on it. And I have to get two caps. It's gonna take 3 hours.
Also, good luck with that.
Yo, I'm just like, what the actual fuck, bro?
I'm curious if those will stay in. Like, I'm serious, like every feeling I had came out.
Yo, it's so annoying. Like, how did it feel when it came out though? That's what I want to know.
I mean, you didn't really... I didn't even notice it at first.
Oh, so you don't notice, like...
No.
You swallowed
I've swallowed a filling or two, yeah.
That's wild, man. No.
What? I mean, I'm sure all people have, or at least even a piece of a tooth. You know, if it chips off in your mouth, you may not know it. Like, you might be eating and something chips off and you swallow it, like...
That is true, but that's real, because like my tooth broke and I didn't know it, so I probably swallowed it.
Yeah, you probably did. Yeah, I mean,
holy shit.
Well, I'm sure it's gone by now, but
yeah.
But well, yeah, OIT, they ain't nothing to fuck with. They're like, they're just like somebody will be like, I mean, my doctor told me once, and I was like, because like I have some back teeth that didn't. I never got, like, replaced or anything because the thing is, like, even as recently as, like, 3 or 4 years ago, my doctor said, you know what they'll want to do? I'm like, yeah, they're going to want to knock out all my teeth and just give me fake teeth. She goes, yeah. I was like, no, what the fuck? Like,
yeah,
that's insane.
I'm about to get like, dentures.
That's what I'm saying. She was like, oh, they might as well just, like, cut them all out. I'm like, you know how long that
You know how long that's going to take, bro? Yeah, I'd have to go. You'd have to go to, like, multiple appointments to get that shit fixed.
And you wouldn't be able to eat forever. Like, you'd
That'd
be.
be horrible, bro. I couldn't.
Oh. It's like, if you can't, by the way, keep whatever to OI people out there. You got some teeth, keep them healthy. Just,
Yeah, like as much as you can.
brush your teeth, use mouthwash. It's our public service announcement today.
Yeah, it's just PCA of the month, the year, shit, all your life,
Our
honestly.
first campaign is brush your goddamn teeth.
Fuck yeah.
Yo, and yo, it's Simon Hilla.
It is Jake.
It's the Two Gibbs Walk Into a Bar podcast, back from the little hiatus.
Yup.
Welcome back. This, and we'll dig into that in a minute. But this podcast, obviously, brought to you by and via the Anchor app. Go to anchor.fm to get your own damn podcast. You know, we do. We record, edit, and distribute our podcast on the Anchor app, and that is how we get it from our brains to your ears and all that. And who produces this thing?
Oh, just Ilkami LLC.
That is correct. So now, as we established in the intro, not only when you're born do you get a social security number and a podcast, when you have OI, you get a certificate for some teeth. Because they're like, sorry
Facts.
about that, here's later in life. We'll just give you some teeth.
Yeah, we fucking need them. Shit, the month.
Seriously, seriously. So, you had a road trip recently.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us about it?
We got my girlfriend, and she is now here at our house, at my parents' house, I mean. So it's fire, honestly. Like
Nice.
it took some getting used to. I mean, it's only been a week, but it did take a little bit of getting used to like have someone, around when you're not used to it. But shit is the business.
I dig it. Yeah, I think that if you're dating someone, and if y'all can, that's the real test. Because people always do that, where it's like, oh, we talk on the phone hours a day, and we FaceTime. That ain't nothing compared to the living together. The
Yeah,
living together, that'll let you know where you're at.
I mean, we've been together in person before, so it really wasn't like, it's just,
But that was
having her at
for
that place.
like what? That was for a week or so.
No, the first time was a week, and then I went back again, and it was for a month.
Oh yeah, that's right. You did do that.
Well, you forgot my whole,
Dang. I don't
trip
know
that
your.
I took again.
Sorry, I don't memorize your life. No plan.
Yeah, try again, fell. No,
I
just kidding.
remember that now. As I was saying, I was like, I think Jay did go up there for another time.
Yeah, I did
That's
go
cool.
for
I
a
remember
month.
that now.
It
That's
was
dope.
cool. But it's cool now because she's gonna be here for 2 months.
That's really dope. Is
Yeah.
she enjoying it? Is your family enjoying it? Like,
Yeah, my
how
parents.
are your meals? Like, how's dinner with everybody? Is that fun?
Yo, my parents love it because she's the opposite of me.
Oh,
Because,
okay.
like, she. No, I mean, not trying to roast herself, but,
No, I know what
like.
you mean. I know
Like,
exactly what you mean.
she hangs out with them. Like, she actually wants to be out. And it's not anything against them. It's just, me. Like, I really like
Yeah.
fish. So, she likes to be out there and, like, interact. And I am not like that, And so, because she is out there, it is nice because it's a change of pace. You know what I mean? And she talks more. Like, so she's just the opposite. But it's a good balance because I like it. I'm happy that she's like that because, it kind of takes some stress off of me. Like,
Yeah, of
I've been
course.
feeling like I'm like, fuck, when you're the only one here, it's just like them. Like, everything's on you. But now that she's here, they really get to talk to her and shit. So I think it's working. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's great. Like it's been really refreshing to have her here.
That's
I like
good.
her.
Now you have to be cautious, because they're gonna be
Yeah,
like,
she.
when you want to get your own apartment, they'll be like, yo, just Jay move, just let Pamela, she's gonna stay here at
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're gonna look at apartments. We were looking over at your place. I've been calling them, but they haven't called back, so I don't know if they're
What
just.
time? It depends on what day and time you call.
Oh, really? Yeah, I think it might just be because of when I call, because I haven't called like early in the morning. I call like around like 3 or 4.
Usually they're showing apartments, and I'll send you the number. So I want to make sure you're calling the right number, because a lot of times they are showing apartments and stuff, but sometimes
Oh,
like
okay.
they list a different number or whatever. Like I always want to make sure you're getting the right, because I want you to have, the opportunity to check out a place
Yeah,
here,
man,
so.
because like Pamela and I, oh, that's my girlfriend. Anyway, we love your area, bro. So, yeah, because okay, let's just talk about this, okay? I
Yeah,
just
go
want to put
ahead.
this out here. So, my mom, she had sent us a place, and we had my mom and I had looked at it before, but I kind of guess I forgot like what the requirements. I don't know what kind of place it was. Well, it's HUD housing, right? Oh, nothing wrong with it. People do that shit. It's a nice ass place. It's like white people with money kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, not white people with money, and they got money, but it's just a lot of old white people. But here's the problem that I don't fucking like. I know it's on purpose. Like, I know they make HUD housing like this on purpose to limit people. But here's the fucking frustrating thing, right? Their limit for income, right, is like for two people is $40,000. Two people is 40 grand. Now, mind you, it's not that like 40 grand is a bad, but what if you make more than 40 grand? You know what I'm
Right,
saying?
you gotta
Like,
get your ass out of there.
hey, get the fuck out. And like, okay, for some, I mean, not for us to talk about our finances, but for what we do, we do have the ability to make more or less than that just by ourselves, depending on, success rate, what we, what I'm saying? Like, it's
Of
possible.
course.
And
Yes.
so, I mean, all I'm saying is the fact that, like, it's just kind of trash. And then there's like forms that you have to fill out, like HUD forms or some shit like that. And yo, but listen to this. The rent, bruh, is so inexpensive. It makes me want to cry. Like, you can get a 3-bed, 2 bath, bruh, apartment. $1,100 a month, bro.
What?
Holy
What?
fuck. I was like,
Three bed, two bath.
3-bed, bro. I was like, I could do it. I'm like, yo, we could just get this
Dang.
and fucking. But then here's the thing, though. There's always a catch, bro. It's like you can't have more than this many unrelated people in a place, and they can't. You gotta show all your income. And the fucking fucked up thing about that is, that I like just have certain circumstances, so I can't be showing my fucking income per se, because they're gonna be like, what the fuck is this shit that you're doing? You know what I'm saying? So it's just it's big trash, bro, because
There
like
needs to be this thing, like, there needs to be, we've talked about this so many times. I don't know if we've ever talked about it publicly, but
yeah, well, we need to. People need to know.
there needs to be, and by the way, I don't have the answer, so I don't know what it is, but there has to be some sort of middle ground.
Yeah,
There
because
has to be,
as an
because
individual, you can't get, I think, more than like, cause the two combined is 40 grand. But you by yourself, you can't make more than like 27. Something wild, like.
let's just say for ease of math's sake, say it was 24,000 a year. There's only
Oh,
two grand.
I got the numbers. If you live in certain places, right? So if you live in one of their places as an individual, you can't make more than 35,000 a year. 34 35,760. Another
As
one
an
of their
individual,
places
okay.
is $27,720, right? But
Okay.
even think about that, $27,000. If you, first of all,
That's a
if
little
you
over 2 grand a month.
a month, like.
It's like 500 a week.
That's not good, bro. There's literally, I mean, and it's not
But
to like shit
that's
on
what I.
anyone, you know what I'm
But
saying?
that.
But like, that's low as shit.
But they go, yeah, and here's the trouble. Like that's I get that. You have to have those things. I think the thing is the transition.
Yeah,
It's
like,
what do the people in transition do? Because sure you're getting that, say you're making 24,000, so you still fit the threshold. But then you start doing better in business. So now
right, then what?
maybe you're just a little more. I remember with my student loan things, a while back, they had these thresholds, and like 1 year, I literally made $50 over the threshold. And they were like, oh, yeah, you gotta like reinstate your payments because like I was on like a deferment or something. And they're like, yeah, $50 over. So, yeah, you gotta start paying again. I'm like, it's a $50 difference over a year. Like, it doesn't matter. You just hit that threshold. So then they
That's what
think,
I'm fucking
so, but
saying.
that's what I'm saying. So if you're reaching this threshold, say it's 27,000 for a one bedroom or whatever, a single person. But then, say if you hit 30, that's not that much more. So now, what? Are you ineligible? Not because it's
Yeah,
almost
do you
like
get kicked
that,
out? Like, what
right?
do
Do you
you?
get kicked out, or do they go, "Oh, well, you're not eligible for HUD anymore. So now that 3 extra thousand, that's ours now." You know what I mean? Like that's basically what they're
Yeah, what do
doing.
you do? Yeah.
They'd probably be like, "Oh, that's extra $300 a month on your rent. So now that's the 3,600 that you got to pay more."
Yeah.
Like that's. I get the programs and they make sense for that, but they're set up to keep you in a cycle and to keep you pacified and make you scared to
Yeah,
make
because then
more
you gotta be
money.
fucking nervous because then you're like, oh shit, I can't make more than, whatever.
Right. And if I do,
And
then
then the
I'm
crazy
passed
thing
out.
is, then listen to this. Each community requires a minimum income of 2.5 times monthly rent for affordable housing apartments. Housing Choice Voucher holders, Section 8, are only required to make 1.5 times the rent.
Oh,
Gross
wow.
ain't. Yeah.
That's
Gross.
good. Okay.
But here's the fucking kicker. How is it that you have to make, listen to this. It says the applicant's household gross annual income may not exceed the income limits as established by HUD and listed below. Okay. Oh, but Walton Renaissance. Okay, so there is actually one that doesn't have an income minimum income requirement. So I guess I could look into that. But I was about to say, I mean, it's only one place and it might be for fucking seniors, you know what I'm saying? So,
Right.
but how is it that they say you have to make 2.5 times the rent, right? Okay, right, all right.
Most places are like that.
But here's the fucking kicker. So you said you want people to make 2.5 times the rent, but they can't reach the gross
Oh, wait,
income
yeah, that
amount.
doesn't make sense.
So
Wait.
how would, you know what I'm
Do it,
saying?
wait, do it, wait. I just did the math in my head. That makes no damn sense. So if your rent is $1,100, say, so it's two people, $1,100 or whatever, three bedroom even, $1,100. Now, that means, wait, and whose income does that count? Because if you got three people in there, if y'all ain't making, okay, 1,100 times three, so 3,300. Well, you said 2.5 times, so 22 plus, so it's about 3 grand a month. So 36, the income of that household cannot exceed 36,000.
So it think of that 3 grand. So if you're a fucking individual and I have to make 2 times 0.5 the amount,
No,
then I can't fucking live there.
you can't even live there.
Yo, can we just talk about
Like,
how
you have too much money to live here.
and the
Like,
shit is it's not it's a nice area. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it's not one of those like
oh, some of those
really
places are
run
nice.
down. It's really fucking nice. Like, I will say that.
Okay.
But it's just annoying because it's like, okay, you tell people they can't make 2.5 times the rent amount. If the rent, because you know me, I don't want to go bigger or go home. I'd
So
probably, if
wait,
it's a, if,
they say you have to make 2.5
yeah, that's right, you
times
have
to
to.
pay to be able to pay the rent. Yeah.
And then I told you I was right. The Walton Renaissance on Henderson, sorry, this place is for only for people 62 and up. So can't even live there. So what I'm saying is,
You don't want that
like,
anyway, though.
no, but
I
you know what
mean,
I mean.
that's tough. That's the other thing, like. I know people that were young and disabled and they lived in housing, and the majority was old people.
Yep.
It's a miserable fucking place to live. No,
But
no
you know what I
disrespect.
mean?
I love older people, but they'd be
Yeah.
like old and like ready to,
Just
keel
chill away.
over and just,
Yeah.
yeah, and they're like, and you're trying to be young and vibrant and live. And if you had a friend over, they'd be like, who's that stranger in your apartment? And you'd be like, that's my friend. I didn't like the looks of him, I'm like,
Yeah, so, but what I'm,
just.
it's just kind of wild because, like, I don't know, like, how can you live in a place like that, right? And then they say you have to make 2.5 times the rent. The rent's 1,100. 3,000 times 12 is $36,000, which goes above their minimum gross income. It's just crazy.
It doesn't,
And then the thing is, for this HUD housing, a lot of people are in SSI, for the most part, like, they're getting Social
like
Security.
who's
Who's
getting
getting
3 grand a
30?
month?
Who's getting 3 grand's worth? And then
Wow.
if you're already getting SSI, unless you're counting on people to have a job, first of all, jobs don't even, people are getting more on unemployment these days than their actual fucking job. So,
Oh
like,
yeah, I know. One
income.
of my friends was telling me that. She was like, I got
Yes.
friends that they're like, fuck it, I ain't going back to work. Like,
So, but you know what I'm saying? Like, in combination of that, how are you expected to make 2.5 times the rent with those circumstances? You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah.
because SSI is already a bitch sometimes when it comes
Yeah.
to, like, how much income you make. You know what I mean? Because
Okay.
if you go over the limit, then they fucking cut you off ASAP. If you, like, kind of under, it's a lot. So I don't know. I'm just very curious, like, how people are living at these types of places with these requirements, if that makes sense, like
No,
how,
trust me, you ain't got to, like, even
huh.
when I moved to Philly, and I was paying $1,000 in rent, my SSI was at that, but that was no HUD housing. That was a fucking really nice condo. But there was none of
Yeah.
that bullshit. Like, there was never, I never had any of that. I never had any of that back then. They weren't like, oh, you got to make so and so. I mean, it did help that I knew the owner of the building, but,
Right.
that's just, by the way, that ain't. There ain't no privilege, by the way. That was just straight up, I was a young, wild kid just living on, a dream, and somebody heard that and said, "Hey, we'll help you. We own the building. Like, we'll give you, what I mean?" Like, that was just what it was. But like, all these places like this are like, I just feel like they're, I know they always say predatory, but it is. It's like, well, I won't want to say it's predatory. But it's just, it's so unorganized, and it doesn't really include all of the possible circumstances. You know what I
Yep.
mean? Like, it's very limiting and disheartening to, like, well, what, like if you want to live in a place that's nice and safe,
Great.
like, you almost gotta, like, I mean, it's just, to me, it's like accountants. If you get certain accountants know loopholes, and they're totally legal.
Yep.
They're totally legal. And accountants will be like, oh, you can write this off, you can do this, you can do that. Like, they'll do that all day. And I mean, I don't know, maybe there needs to be people like that with housing. It's like, well, I need to
Yep.
live, and I need to, it's that trans, like I said, it's always that damn transition. It's like,
Yep.
if you gonna live independently, it's just, I don't want you to have to choose. Like, that choice is so shitty. It's like, you
Yes.
got have some fucking dignity. Like, you know what I mean? It's like either I don't know. I don't even know how to phrase it. It's always been frustrating to me because I've just seen so many people deal with it on so many levels, where they're
Yep.
like choosing to give up their dignity for, some convenience or something that the system, I don't want to say systems, but the certain, housing and things like that, the way they're set up, it's like there's no dignity in it. It's
Yep.
almost like shaming, it's like, and some people just can't help it, especially with people with
Yep.
disabilities. Like,
Yep.
you can't help it if you're trying to figure out where your place is in the workforce and, and all that. I get it. Like, you definitely have a bit of a disadvantage.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, I
I just wanted to
wish,
bring that up, like, shit.
well, I wish you luck with it, and I'm sure you'll figure it out, but You know, as I said too, it's why, I mean, unfortunately, places that don't have systems like that are better because, yeah, you still have to make a certain amount. Like, you know, I'll be honest with you though, I've definitely had places that I didn't make 2.5 times the amount and I still
And they
got the
let you be
place.
there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times they look at your history as well. But you don't have one, which is a good thing. But if you always had a history of like, because a lot of times when you move to a place, they'll say, they'll want to know your living history. Like, oh, I lived here for this many years. I lived here for this many years. And
Yeah, when I bought
sometimes,
my apartment, because I've been there, I was only there for 8 years.
And that's what I'm saying. When you apply to a new place, sometimes they check with the old place and say, hey, you know, did Jay always pay rent on time? Okay, good. Never had a problem? No, good. It's basically a reference.
Got you. That's sweet.
But damn, yeah, I would get frustrated with that kind of stuff because I just hate seeing people. So I've seen so many people do that. Like, grown. I think it affects so much. It affects people much more than we believe, or that than
Yes.
meaning like if you're limited to living in a somewhat crappy place. They're not all crappy, but some are. And if you're around older people that have lived their lives and they're sad and miserable and lonely, that shit
Yep.
just rubs off on you. And
Yep.
it's just like, ugh, like, I know where I live, there's a lot of young people. And, you know, I mean, shit, half of my neighbors are, you know, probably in their 30s, you know. Like in young professionals, and you know what I mean? So it's like
Yep.
you just feel it's almost like still being in college. You know, you don't feel
Exactly.
like, oh, I've moved into a little home with old people, and we have a pudding night on Fridays,
Oh no,
you know?
yeah. So it's interesting. I was
Is.
looking at everything, you know, that's kind of involved. But I mean, it'll be worth it, bro, once I get it together and I move out and shit. So.
Yeah, no, I think you'll be very happy being on your own and being in a I don't know, just a it definitely it changes everything about your mind state, you know, and your mindset, you know.
Yeah.
It will definitely affect you in all the good ways. Because you'll suddenly feel a little more adult, you know, where you're
Yes.
like, that doesn't mean you can't still have fun, but you know, you still just like, you know, you feel like you don't have to answer for every damn thing you're doing, you know?
Yes.
Or your parents might be like, why are you doing that? What are you doing?
Oh,
Did you
yeah.
eat this? I was like, let me do my thing. Like,
Yeah, exactly.
I
Thanks.
get it. I get it. Well, that's good. So yeah, so this is, and when are you, well, you're still trying to move sometime this fall, right?
Yeah,
Or
that's
you're
the
looking at
goal.
possible, okay.
Just with
Nothing wrong with
everything,
that.
you know, happening with fucking COVID and shit, it's just like,
Yeah.
it's just kind of like, ah, I don't know. Like,
Yeah,
you know, I
it's a
want
lot.
to, and then it's just like, fuck, I don't know if that's the best decision, you know, to do so. So it's just kind of like, I don't know.
You are in a good position. You know, you're really in a good position too. Be where you are right now. Honestly, I know you
Yeah.
know that. It's
Yeah,
very
definitely.
advantageous. You don't have the bills that you would normally have. You can kind of stack and plan, stack and
Yes.
plan.
Yes.
So that's probably a good idea, and even build something before you go out there. So
Thanks.
into the world. I'll tell you, yeah, because look, it ain't no fun being a you know. The responsible adult in this situation.
Yeah,
So I'm
exactly.
over here like it hasn't affected me too much yet, but it's starting to. I'm starting to see it now, to where some things are slowing down, which is a little scary. But you know, what can you
Money
do?
wise, or
Well, I mean, everything affects everything. I'm just saying,
oh, yeah.
what you can't control is your clients. You know, if they don't have money, what are you gonna do? You know what I mean? Like, it's they can't pay you out of nothing. I have some very successful clients, and I'm not as worried about them. But you know, there's always, you know, you get a string of independent clients that, you know, hire to do mixing or, you know, editing or things like that, and you know, it slows down a little bit. You know, strangely, nothing I've never been through before. You know, whether it's just natural or, I mean, you were too young to really know about it, but when you were a teenager, haha, I feel so old. Or actually younger, damn. There was a recession somewhat in around, you know, 2007, 2008, and people really didn't have money. And, you know, like, because I always told you about how I was, you know, doing pretty well in Philadelphia, and then just people didn't have the money like they used to pay for beats and stuff, and you had to find another way to survive, you know.
What do
So,
you do?
porn. No, I'm kidding.
Porn.
No, I actually had a savings account,
Oh, great.
basically, and it basically supported me and, you know, even Patrick. You know, when we first moved here, we weren't making any money for a couple months, and luckily we had some savings tucked away, and you know, that helped quite a bit. So,
Hey, that's what you gotta do, you know.
yep.
Get shit together, so. And like
Yeah,
we talked about before, like a lot of people don't have a lot of money. Like right now, like not everybody, obviously, but I'm just saying, like people typically, like around my age, don't necessarily have a lot of money. So I mean, I'm not really in a unique situation to be like, oh, I'm not
No.
fucking rich right now, or whatever, because most people I know are not wealthy at
Yeah.
this point. And if
Well,
they are, like, you know, just want
they
people free.
obviously had some unique circumstances. And by the
Yep.
way, that unique circumstance could be just hard work, or they could
Yep.
have been doing it, or you know, there's, I don't want to, luck does play into a little bit of it, but a lot of times people are prepared. You
Yep.
know, as I don't know if you ever heard, what's that
When
saying
hard
is,
work, it's like when
hard work meets
means
like
preparation.
preparation. Oh yeah, that's what it is. That's luck. Yeah. 'Cause when you're prepared, or opportunity, that's what it is. Opportunity meets preparation. So if you've been, you know, working on something for years, like you've been making beats for years, and then somebody comes along and says, "Hey, I need a exclusive producer to make beats for this TV show or whatever. I want to hire one person." And they
Oh,
come to
yeah,
you're
luck
like,
is
"Shit."
what happens. Luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity.
There we go. Look at that. So, and that's true. So it's like, you know, a lot of people say, "Well, they got lucky." It's like, yeah, but they were probably ready too. Like, you know,
Okay.
you can't really explain that, you know, like it just is what it is. And I think too that we probably talked about this on here before, but I think younger people, because so many things are instantaneous, that there's not a lot of patience. And like things take time. Like, perfect example, look at this segue. So last week I was looking for, I did a remix for Killer Mike back in
Yes.
like 2008. Now, it was, I've had probably two or three iMacs since then. So I'm like, it's got to be on a hard drive somewhere. I just wanted to hear it. So I didn't remember what it sounded like. And I looked for it, and I went to this old hard drive that had like my old iTunes library on it.
Yep.
This is wild. So I pull it up and I'm looking through it, come across all these songs I did, like so many songs. And a lot of them were really good. And it made me think, like, where I am now, and, you know, kind of thinking, like, you know, where someone like yourself, where you are now, and you feel like things don't happen fast enough. But I was like, damn, I was really making some really good stuff when I was like 25 to 26. 28. Like, these were
Right.
really good records. Like, you know, and some don't go anywhere and some do, whatever. Like, but it really reminded me of that, where it's like, damn, this shit just takes time. It just takes time. And, you know, when you look back on all the stuff you've done,
Yep.
You've made a lot of beats, and a lot of artists have jumped on your beats. And I bet if you, even at your age, if you made a catalog, even when I was your age, if we would make a folder of all the things we've done, you'd be like, oh, wow, like that's quite a bit of music.
Oh yeah, no,
So.
I mean I've definitely come a long way. I mean, to be honest, like I definitely have come a long way for since I started doing this in high school, and I've done cool stuff. So I mean, I'm grateful
Right.
either way.
I know you are. I'm just, kind of reminding you and everyone that listens to this, that, because, people even talk about, like, I'm this age and I can't get a great apartment yet. And you know what I mean? Like, they're like, you definitely have to think a certain way. But I will say this, though, in our situation, there is a bit of an exception, I think, too, because unfortunately, not everything is accessible to us. And I think that there's definitely a different mind state you have to have a bit,
Yeah.
because trust me, I've stayed in shitty places. I've lived in crappy apartments, but I don't know if I could have done that on my own, because I wasn't doing it on my own, like, meaning I had either like a PCA or somebody that got paid to come in every day and help me. That was up until I was 23. Like, when I moved to
Yeah.
Philadelphia, I was in all these crappy apartments, and weren't accessible to me. And I'd get one of my friends basically to get paid to come over every day and, like, cook, and clean, and basically help me, do my laundry and stuff. So, but once again, that's limiting, Then it's like, well,
Yeah.
I can only live here. And to be eligible to have a, PCA, you can't make too much money, and you got to live in certain places. And if you're paying too much for rent, they're like, why are you paying that much for rent? Like, it's all these things that make certain circumstances different,
Yep.
So,
Yo, have you heard about the Naya Rivera thing?
I haven't heard any updates.
Yo, it's sad, but I don't know. Like it's weird because I watched Glee like back in the day, and so I don't know. I was just kind of
And
like,
this is an actor that was on that show,
yeah.
right? And for people that are listening, she didn't she go out on, like, a boat, like just a
Yeah, with her.
recreational boat trip with
Yeah,
her
with her
kid,
son. Yeah.
and then
And
they
he was the
found the
only one
boat.
left on the boat.
That's scary for that little kid.
Yeah, can you
Jeez.
imagine? I mean, because here's the thing. He saw those last moments, bro.
But he may not even know what he saw.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he may not
As a kid,
under.
like, how do you fucking describe that?
But yeah, like. But then I heard something, like, he said that he got out the boat to swim and just didn't come back. But I mean, I don't know where. I could be false. I'm not spreading
No,
false
well, I know the
information.
life jacket was still on the boat.
Oh.
So some people are speculating, like, what if it was like a suicide type? But that'd be ter yo, that'd be, I mean, not
Don't take your kid
disrespect.
out there.
Yeah, like, not disrespecting anyone who, commits suicide, but fuck, like, shit, like, why would you take your whole ass kid to watch you kill yourself? So I'm really hoping that's not the case. I'm hoping it was just a freak accident that just occurred,
Yeah.
because that would fuck up a kid for life. But I mean, it's gonna fuck him up anyway. He's gonna need therapy at this point,
Yeah, of course.
because like, either way, accident or not, I mean, shit, if I see somebody, die in front of me, I'm definitely not gonna be fucking, eating cake. So,
Right, yeah, it's definitely, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, people are like, well, maybe she'll be fine. I'm like, I'm very, what do I say? I'm
Cynical.
typically, yeah, like, but I like to be positive and be like, oh, maybe this will happen. They'll find her. But I'm like, I don't know. It's kind of been a while.
Yeah,
it's been a few days at this point, so I'm not saying it can't happen, but I'm pretty sure if she didn't come back, like,
so far, yeah, at least at this
yeah.
point. Yeah, that's crazy. But the other thing that kind of trips me out is didn't have I tell me if I'm wrong, but see, I heard this on another podcast. They said that like two or three other actors from Glee have died weird deaths.
Yes.
Okay, so that's trippy.
They did say, like, maybe it's a curse, bro.
I mean, I don't really believe in curses, but damn, that would really make you think, though. Where you're like,
Yeah,
why
like,
is, like,
why are people dying from, like,
right
random ass
from.
shit on this?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, we can keep an update on that, I guess.
It's sad. I mean, like I said, condolences to the family.
Of course.
I'm hoping that there is some kind of
Some resolution.
yeah, just a
At least
resolution, not
you
necessarily
know
like
what happened. Like, right. It may not be the result everyone wants, but at least you have some kind of answer. Like, because they haven't even found her yet. Right? Okay,
nope.
and that's what's creepy about it, is like being out on the water, like probably no kind of cameras, no
Yeah,
kind of
so
evidence of like. And how long was the kid?
probably a few hours,
That would freak me out if they were like, oh, it was like 2 days later. And they found that would be, oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That
So
would be
there's just a
creepy.
lot of discrepancies, so I'm just kind of like, I don't know. But I just want to
Damn.
ask you about that, like if you had heard about.
I had for sure. Well, on a not even much more positive note, we talked about the masks. I think we got 18 minutes. Let's talk about them again. I think it would be wise that everybody take the time to put on a mask, just
Yes.
to And the thing that's scary about this, the thing that's scarier to me about it than the actual illness, which is pretty scary, but I don't think we know. Like, I'm hearing so many different things
We don't
that
really know the
you.
extent of this shit, right, bro?
Well, we don't. And the other thing, too, is like, of course, they're testing more people, so you're gonna get more positive results. Also, but then you hear, wait, I'll just go back and forth. Then you hear, oh, these are false positives a lot of times. Oh, sometimes they're false negatives. When people die of anything, they're labeling it a COVID death because the hospitals get more money for that. They get more funding because of that. And then it's like, even if somebody had COVID but no symptoms, if they die of something else, because they have COVID in their system, they count it as COVID, which is not quite accurate either, because people do get it, never show signs of it, and never really get sick. So it's like, what is it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's the scariest part. It's like, what is it that's going on? And I've seen people, like, I'll be honest with you, most people I've seen wearing masks, I know I probably get out more than you might. But
Yeah,
at least in
of
my
course.
neighborhood, at least, like, which is fine, which is good. But I've been going to Starbucks every couple of days. But I go and I wear a mask, and and they have a pretty well,
System there.
they got a system going at Starbucks because you can either go right or left when you go into Starbucks, and if you go to the, I feel like I've explained this, but if you go to the right, you're ordering there. If you go to the left, that's where you order on mobile, the mobile app. And
Wait.
you just, and there, I think the most people I've seen in there, including employees, is probably eight or nine. And everybody's pretty separated and have masks on. And the thing is, like, when people don't wear masks, I don't trip too much. But I did notice today, if someone is sitting still and I know I'm gonna pass them, there was a lady, the TJ Maxx right behind my place.
Yeah.
There was a lady and her kid sitting on the bench by TJ Maxx, no masks on, and I had to pass them. And I didn't. I'm not. By the way, I'm not like this where I'm like, oh, I no holier than thou shit. But I don't care. While they were looking at me, I stopped, put my mask on before I passed them, because I was like, I don't know y'all, and they don't know me, so
Yep.
I thought it was only fair. So
Thanks.
it's. I've seen a lot of weird. A lot of weird videos. Have you seen the lady, the
That was
video of the
looking
lady at
at the
Costco?
Oh, I thought at
Wait.
the restaurant. Remember she like was looking on the door or some shit. I don't know. Looking wildly.
Yeah, here's the thing about that. I mean, and you probably notice this too, being when you're a gimpy person like us, I guarantee you've seen all kinds of people reacting to you. Maybe not, but I
Yeah,
know
oh
I have.
yeah, I have all the time.
So you and I both know this is why none of this shocks me. Because I've been knowing that people are ignorant since I was young. I've known it. And now the world is seeing it and going, I can't believe these people are this ignorant. And I'm sitting here going, I
Oh, I knew.
can. So we had the key. We had
Yep.
the key to all that. We already knew the people are
Yeah,
freaking nuts.
people are freaking ridiculous. Yeah. But I mean, people are also selfish too. Like they a lot of people just care about themselves. Like they don't care how they're impacting anyone else. And because as soon as people get COVID, then they want to be like, oh, everybody wear a mask.
Do
Like,
you
oh, okay.
feel, did I bring this up on here? And stop me if I did. I may have talked about it on another podcast, but I don't think I did with you. I really think that people don't like to look sick
Oh, yeah.
or crippled. Yeah, I said
Yep.
it. Oh, they don't like to look
No, it's
sick or
okay, though.
crippled. And
It's
that I
cool.
know I'm just yeah, I didn't really mean to apologize. I was kind of joking. But now that you have this potential thing you could catch. Wearing a mask, although it is it's prophylactic, as they say, where it prevents something, but it does, the immediate thing that people think of is sick. That's like
Yeah.
if you said, oh, we have an epidemic going around and you're gonna have to roll around in a wheelchair because if you use your legs, it could be bad. What's the first thing people are gonna do? Hell no, I ain't getting in no wheelchair. You think I'll look, ooh, I, like, because people don't want to look sick. They don't want to look weak. Like,
Yeah.
and that's what they really think. They think, like, that's like when people go, oh, look at, like, those, people in, it could be in China or whatever, where they've got this shit under control. They're all wearing
Yep.
masks. They've been doing it for years. By the way, do I think it looks stupid? No. It's just, it's smart, if anything. It's just smart. Like, don't infect other people. And yeah, you may not have it. By the way, I don't wear it because I'm sick, because I'm not. I wear it so I wouldn't get anyone sick. And of course, so I don't get sick. You get to be both. You get to be nice and selfish. How about
Exactly.
that?
Exactly.
That's how I look at it. So I just don't like people making it a fucking political issue, which is what people seem to do.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. People
like my
smart. It's
freedom,
just you're infringing on my rights. Like, fuck all you do.
it's like, but you're right. Like, don't you care about your fellow American? Like,
Yes, no, I thought like America the Great shit, that was selfish.
yeah. Well, I hate to say it, but kind of the American way is somewhat selfish, but But you don't have to be. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I just say, wear a damn mask and be all right. But
Yes.
survival of the smartest. So, it's just gonna prolong everything else. See, luckily you're a homebody, so and even me being, my home studio all the time, it's like people are like, how you been? I'm like, I kind of been okay, like I have my moments. I'll be honest with you, a sincere moment of sincerity on our podcast. and because we're winding down here, the last 10 minutes of the episode. But I definitely have noticed, though, it has affected me in some ways, because even though I don't typically hang out with a lot of people, I do find the inability to hang out with people is bumming me out. Because, like, even Pamela being here, and I'm like, first thing in my head is like, oh, that'd be cool if y'all came over and hung out for a day, and we could go to La Perea and go to Starbucks, and y'all could see my play. And then I'm like thinking, like, well, I don't even know if they should do that. Like, do they want to do that? Would they feel safe doing
Oh,
that?
yeah,
And
I would
what
feel
I feel,
safe. Yeah.
that's what I'm saying. So it's like that, those kind of things, even like, I don't get to hang out with Malia much, and she's two doors down. You know what I mean? Like, I miss her. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know who you can hang out with and feel safe that you're not endangering them. You know what I mean? Like, you want to make sure that you're. So, I'm only human. It definitely gets to me, on some level. So, the benefits and for the gift and curse of being independent. I just need like a hot PCA.
Well,
Anyway,
honestly.
he's like, you just might as well live here. But I tell you about the housekeeper.
No.
I did have a housekeeper come. It was one person, which is great. I wasn't worried about it. And I stayed away from them the whole time. But they cleaned. And I don't know what's up, but like, something reminded her of one of my exes. And I found myself, I was like hitting on her from across the room. Like, in a nice way. I'm not an asshole. But you know what I mean? I was like, dang, she's cute. I was like trying to make small talk, and I was like, what am I doing? We're in the COVID times. Like, thank you for your service to you. Bye. Anyway, it just made me laugh. So I was like, what am I doing? Anyway. Desperate times.
Oh, Summer
Yes.
Walker.
Please. Yes.
The EP was
Yes.
as expected.
It really was. Did you see her marketing campaign? What they did last week?
No.
Okay, so shout out to Love Renaissance. The marketing cannot be matched. They're geniuses. They did a thing where there was a quote unquote UFO crash site in Atlanta in a parking lot where they literally had a spaceship that looked like it was crashed into the parking lot, and they had a like a Mercedes truck next to it. So like this whole setup, and they had these speakers set up, and what they did was they sold tickets to different quote unquote show times. You know how they've been doing these shows at drive-in theaters where people go to drive-in theaters and they've been doing concerts. Yeah. So they basically did that with Summer Walker at like a listening session, but they did like five or six of them, or I think maybe four of them, but it was like 5 p.m. Like, you could get tickets, drive to this parking lot, you got a ticket, park there, and listen to her EP sitting in the parking lot. How genius is that?
Yo, that's fire. I'm glad
And you
they've been
could.
able to be creative, since the COVID thing too.
Yeah. There it's and then they did laser tag. Here's the brilliant thing about laser tag. They did laser tag on Friday. What about laser tag? What do you gotta do? Just put on a whole dang suit. So how
Nice.
safe is that? It's dope. Like, oh, and they gave out Summer Walker masks.
Bro.
Like, yeah.
That's
So,
smart. That's smart.
right? I'm over here like, yo, y'all just falling off, like everybody's like, what are y'all doing? Like, Love Renaissance is killing it. So, it's pretty brilliant. So, and the music is really good. Did you hear the Black EP, the 6 Feet Hot? Yeah, listen to that too. They did a giveaway for him where it was like the weekend that came out was like maybe 2 weeks ago. And they did a special with, can't remember the name of it. There's a pizza joint here in Atlanta they teamed up with. And when you ordered the 6-piece hot wings with the fries and you gave a certain code, you would get a bottle of Black's hot sauce. They created a hot sauce.
Whoa.
So how brilliant is that?
Dang.
Like, unmatched.
That's funny.
We have to start giving out wheelchairs or something.
Yeah, we gotta figure out a campaign that could be dope.
A beat, get a free wheelchair. No, it's too expensive.
Okay.
But somebody said the other day bobbleheads, which made me laugh. Actually, it's kind of brilliant because I think a lot of people look a little like bobbleheads because
Yep.
our heads are slightly, well, our heads are average and our bodies are small. So maybe we
Yep.
should get some me and you bobbleheads and like see how those do. Actually, you and
That'd be fun.
Pamela for sure. So
That'd be fun.
y'all need to dip into that merch land. Anyway, you know, that's at least we can live in their we can live on their dashboards.
Yep.
You know, see us every day. They know where to find us. Speaking of finding us,
Where can they find you, Simon?
I like that. They can find me, Simon Illa, everywhere. SimonIlla, everywhere from Facebook, Snapchat, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. TikTok had a glitch the other day. People got scared. Anyway, Pornhub, Black Planet, and also join my community. My numbers are low, but I am optimistic. I'm sharing some exclusive content on my community app. You can join it through your phone. So it's basically social media through text, and that number is 404-737-1662. That is all you gotta do is text me right there. But anyway, okay, where can individuals find you?
Oh, you can find me at Mini Producer. I'm everywhere: Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and miniproducer.com is where you can find my beats at. And yeah,
Nice.
if you want to find me, you'll find me. And also check out Mel and J Life. We'll be uploading new shit on there. And also check out Pamela's podcast.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember everything I
From
do.
me, pot of tea.
Yeah, and that's that. So
Nice.
that's where you can find everybody. Check them out.
Don't look at that. Look, wheelchair people everywhere taking
Yep.
over. Taking
Yep.
over. Well, that's good. That's good. So once again, you know, and speaking of podcasts, shout out to Anchor. Go to anchor.fm and start your own podcast that people might listen to, but everybody's got one now. You know, listen to it. Hope you enjoy it. You know, because it's just a one-stop thing. It's so easy on your phone. You do it on your phone, record, edit, distribute it. Easy peasy, as the kids say. The kids
Yep.
don't say that. But who produces this thing again?
Alchemy LLC.
That is correct. And in the spirit of COVID and all the insanity going on in the world, we don't have enemies anymore. So just share the podcast. You
Yep.
know what I'm saying? Share it with a friend.
Okie
All right.
dokie.
Well,
Well,
it's
we'll
been
see
fun.
you later. Oh,
Oh,
yeah, it was real.
see you Thursday on
See you
Instagram
Thursday.
Live.
At 7 p.m. Eastern. And you're gonna
I
live at 10.
go live at
11.
11. Yes.
11. Good.
Been getting
All right.
spicy up in there. So, all right. Tell Pamela we said what up.
Yep.
And we'll talk to y'all soon. Well, next week. Come back. All
All
right.
right. Sounds good. Peace out.
Peace.
Peace.